Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out, say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action, kicking off the Premier League weekend with a Friday night trip down to Bournemouth at the Vitality Stadium. An opportunity for United to put a mark on the weekend and push themselves 3 points further. They are in third place in the league at the moment. Push themselves further up their table, away from their rivals below in the Premier League. But it'll be a difficult match at Bournemouth. They have been struggling in regards of goals since Semenya left. But they've put together, I think it's about six, seven matches unbeaten. They have drawn the last four. But they've struggled to score goals, not scored in their last two matches. So this is a great opportunity for Manchester United to take advantage. Just to say, hopefully, the quality on this week's pod will be a bit better, hopefully. I've got a few technical issues with the phone that I'm using. Hopefully, it'll be a bit clearer. I am sat by a road at the moment. I'm sat in a bus stop just on my way to Fenlinders for the game. So United's team is out, and it's the same team that started against Aston Villa, which is Lemens in goal, back four of Dalot and Shaw as the fullbacks. Yoro and Maguire as the centre-backs. Issues with the other two centre-backs, obviously. It was the Everton game, I think, that Martinez had a calf injury. But he's not back. We were told a week or two, and never really believe what I'm told by managers, to be honest, when it comes to injuries. I like to see players just turn up, and De Ligt still out with a back injury. I said when Amorim spoke about him having a back injury, you do worry about those kinds of injuries, and obviously things are not getting better. If that you know, we've got to believe that it's just a back injury. And, you know, there's not long left in the season, and it could be a case of a player that was playing superbly before his injury. Maybe with the rest of the season. Last played 30th of November, it was. So, I mean, he'll want to go to the World Cup as well. So, it'll be interesting to see if this Manchester United, if De Ligt doesn't play for them this season, if they actually stop him playing for the Netherlands or Holland, whichever way you call it, unlike they did with Luke Shaw, where they just thought, just don't play for us for this season and go off and play for England and then come back injured for most of the season. United need to stamp their authority and actually show that they're in charge and not the players, which is a big, big issue at the football club. Which Amorim has dealt with to some extent. Carrick has come in and he's dealing with it at the moment, but obviously the new manager will be the important thing. Will it be Carrick? Will it be someone else? I mean, a manager that they're playing tonight, Iraola. He's the man that I would have no problems giving the job. It's a gamble either way, whichever way you go. But this is a guy that has done a superb job at Bournemouth. They play really good football. They have their best players taken off them, and they have to keep replacing, and it keeps producing performances of a really good standard. For example, their value added is much higher than Manchester United's value added. The amount of money spent on players, the size of the football club, the resources, Bournemouth's is one of the highest. You could argue it's one of the highest in the league. I think they got to 50 points last season, so it is a case of, you know, Iraola versus Carrick. I mean, Carrick, he beat Emery. So, you know, you can sort of compare in that way. But really, as I say, with the manager, it comes down to Jason Wilcox doing his due diligence and making sure that he's speaking to the right people, looking for best in class for Manchester United and seeing who is actually going to be available. Anyway, back to the game. To say this is a great opportunity for United. They kick off the weekend. Their following matches that are coming up, they're going to be kicking off sort of either on Monday nights as the last team playing, or they'll be playing teams that are going up against them for that fourth slash fifth slot. So 8 o'clock against Chelsea. Oh joy on a Saturday night. So this is an opportunity to get ahead of the game. It's going to be a difficult match, but as I say, Bournemouth have struggled to score goals, score four at Old Trafford, mind you. Let's hope they've not saved them all up for United ever nil since starting the game. Let's actually focus on actually concentrating when he's about. Kroupi's on the bench, the new young Brazilian Rian, who's come in and has played well for Bournemouth. But as I say, they've lacked goals. If United can get a couple of goals, maybe it's a case of Bournemouth can't get the goals to compete with that. I mean, what would be really good is if United actually scored the same number of goals they scored against Bournemouth at Old Trafford, and Bournemouth don't score any or don't get near to scoring four anyway. But it'll be a good game. They'll give us it'll be a good game. It'll be a hard game, and United really need to put in the kind of performance that they put in the second half against Aston Villa, and not what they put in the first half. They got away with it to some extent against Villa, because Villa were poor in the first half as well. But Bournemouth at home with the crowd behind them, they're not scared of Manchester United. They'll be thinking, right, let's go at them. Let's see what they've got. And United need to be ready right from the off for a battle. And also I'll be looking hopefully to see more links within the midfield, actually working as a team within that midfield, covering the space, because as I say, United do have a very slow team, so plugging the gaps is important, and being in the right position so they can plug those gaps is key against, as I say, a hard-working, fluent, fast-moving and slick team like Bournemouth. As I say, they're obviously they had Gary O'Neill, who came in, had a bit of a bad trot to start with, but he has made Bournemouth into a team that is not out of place in the Premier League whatsoever. They struggled at the start of this season, and people were thinking, well, would they get dragged in? Well, they've managed to pull themselves away. It's still quite tight in that position, and you know, they're well out of the relegation battle, which is probably down from Leeds below. So, you know, as I say, I talked about the value added. Their value added is very high compared to Manchester United's. But United will be hoping to take advantage this evening and get 3 points further into qualifying for next year's Champions League. So I will be back after the game. Just as I say, just heading out to my friend Linda's. Hopefully there'll be less technical issues today. We shall see. Just as I say, just a problem with my phone. It's a bit cracked, and it's not holding the record, shall we say. So I'm having to record through at times. So as I say, I will be back post-match with my thoughts. So kick off soon, just a little bit more input before the game. Obviously, Sesko on the bench, it's Ahmad, Cunha and Bumo starting. Interesting that sort of thought process, but I mean, I suppose Michael Carrick might go down on the idea that when he does bring Sesko on, he has an impact. I mean, against Newcastle, he started. But did he have that much of an impact to the game? The one thing I would say is they don't seem to cross the ball when he's on the pitch, which is ridiculous. But anyway, but when he has come on, he's caused problems, and maybe Ahmad's not as I say, not been at the greatest, but he's probably just working on the premise that maybe bringing Sesko on, there's more of an impact than if he brought Ahmad on. I mean, some people talked about maybe dropping Mbeumo because he's not been in his greatest form, but I think he's done enough through the season to justify a starting place. And I think he's probably just going through what Cunha was going through previously, sort of not really playing that well, having to deal with being put on the bench. And when he was put on the bench, when he got opportunities to start, he's forced his way in. And I think Mbeumo has to be persevered with at this stage. As I say, when you're playing one game a week, you can sort of get away with this. If you're playing two games a week, there may be a little bit more sort of changing around of the teams. And I think obviously with the four option, with three options up front, you've got four very good options, and obviously one would be on the bench, and they're good to come as an impact. And Sesko's shown that his impact has really helped Manchester United in matches under Michael Carrick. So I'll be back post match with my thought. So it's finished Bournemouth 2, Manchester United 2. It's actually a really good game of football with two contrasting styles. As I see, Bournemouth, sort of pretty pacey, trying to get it very quick. United a bit more considered, trying to sort of create spaces and then opportunities, trying to 1-1s. But in regards to the match, it was, we'll get second off soon enough, but the first half United, they weren't in control of the game, but they had 11 shots and they actually put in a good first half performance for a change. And Bournemouth, a lot of shoes had with a shot early on. Petrovic was making some, made some good saves. There were saves he should make, but they were really good saves and a fantastic save, actually a really good save, a better save than the ones he'd done previously for Bruno Fernandes after a nice little break, nice ball over from Dalot. And then Bruno Fernandes, I think he thought he scored, but Petrovic got across, Block the shot out. There was a breakout from United when Ahmad really should have controlled the ball better. He would have had a lot of space and a lot of opportunities for United to open the score in that period. But Bournemouth were dangerous going forward themselves. They were playing more on the break. United had more possession. They were sort of controlling a little bit better. But Bournemouth still had opportunities. Rayan broke through on a couple of occasions. There was an opportunity for Evan Nielsen after United had given the ball away. They were sloppy. But they're just not very good at keeping the ball, United. That's unfortunately something that is in their DNA, is going to stay within their DNA until their changes at the football club, really. And then, clientele changes within the team. Obviously, some will be happening. Then into the second half, as I say, both sides, it wasn't necessarily like, exactly like basketball, but both sides were pushing forward, trying to create opportunities. Bournemouth getting into the game a little bit more. Then some fantastic play from Cunha, great control. Then he cut through two defenders, and then and Jimenez pulled back Cunha, blatant penalty. I'm not sure what to give it, but EVR will cut to it well in a minute. He definitely didn't want Man United to get the result tonight, I tell you. Paul probably too. But penalty for Manchester United, blatant penalty. And it was put away by Bruno Fernandes. Then game, so at that point United were, I wouldn't say total control, but they were in the ascendancy and they were pushing to just try and get a quick second to see the game. Should the opportunity to get a quick second with a clear penalty on Ahmad. Jamie Redknapp, who's just on Sky for the ladies, that's pretty much it. It's a penalty, it's a foul. If that happened on the halfway line, anybody would have said that is a foul. He held on to him and then pushed him over. That is a foul in football. But then the key thing, Bournemouth went up the pitch and scored a goal. I mean, Stuart Atwell was pretty much watching. He was crouching, watching Ahmad and Truffert. It was a foul. It should have been a penalty. But Bournemouth went up the pitch and scored themselves. So United had to regroup. And they did. They got lucky with an own goal. That was justice. Justice in regard to the fact United should have at least been one goal ahead. And say, could have been two. You don't know. He might miss the penalty. But if he scores a penalty to Bournemouth, come back from 2-0 down. We don't know. We never got that opportunity thanks to Atwell and Craig Pawson. Craig Pawson also the referee in the Brentford game. But as I say, nobody will care because it's against Man United. So that's allowed. And then Bournemouth. United did sit back a little bit after they sort of went 2-1 up, and Bournemouth were pushing on much more. They were causing a few problems. Kruppi came on. He got a little touch round after Yoro was trying to sort of just get in front of him. And then a lovely touch for Evan Nielsen. Maguire, he fouled him. It was a penalty, and it is a red card. I mean, Atwell had his red card out before he, I think he even put it to the spot. It was a clear penalty. It had to be a red card, unfortunately, because it was from Manchester United point of view, because it was basically he was through clear on goal. And Kruppi put the penalty in. I think, Lemens went the wrong way. I think if it had gone the right way, it would never saved it because it was right into the side netting. And then you've got like 10, 15 minutes for United to survive. I actually ended up at 20 minutes because Atwell decided to add on 9 minutes of injury time. I'm not sure where he got 9 minutes from. I would have thought 5 or 6 would have been the maximum. A lot of subs were done at the same time. But as I say, Atwell didn't get what he wanted because it did end 2-2. I mean, I did actually see out time with 10 men pretty well. Aidan Heaven came on, he did a good job. Ogata came on, he came on for Casemiro, who got booked in it again. I mean, not again, but he just slow on the ball. Again, he got caught in possession on occasion. Say there was, I didn't mention this in the last pod, I forgot because of the technical issues, but all that, there was talk of one more year, Casemiro. It's embarrassing to sing that. My personal view is, he's on 350 grand a week. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if the club went to him and said, we'll pay you this amount. And he said, no, fine. He was never staying at the football club. I mean, hi, Maguire, does he get a new contract for me? You're offering 50 to 100 grand a week. If he wants to go, you go. The football club has to be in charge. The football club has to take control. They shouldn't just keep players just because they want to keep the money that they're on and they can just decide that Harry Maguire's out of contract. The club have the power. If Harry Maguire wants to leave Man United, that's his choice. He has put some improved performances since he's come back, but he got sent off today and he got caught out a little bit with that pass. Is he a guy at 33? Injury is an issue. You've got to think about the financial side. But again, Jason Wilcox has got to be thinking about this in this international break, 3 weeks until United's next game. And quite interestingly, today you had Alex Scott and Kobbie Mainoo. Kobbie Mainoo's in the England squad and Alex Scott isn't. I mean, who's had the better season? It is Alex Scott. It's quite interesting. I don't know if Thomas Tuchel thinks that just because you play for Man United, you got something about you. Man United are not even a big football club anymore. They don't play in the Champions League regularly. When they do, they get knocked out in the last 10 years. They're not challenging for league titles. I mean, you would expect that off Manchester United. You don't expect that off Bournemouth. And Alex Scott, I mean, is it because he plays for Bournemouth? It'll be interesting to understand because it smacks of a Gareth Southgate style decision. Just pick the team that plays for the bigger club. Doesn't always work that way. There's 35 in the squad. Why not pick 36 and stick both in? But, you know, Thomas Tuchel, he knows what he has to do at this club, and he knows he's going to be measured against Gareth Southgate because that's how it works if he doesn't get to the final or whatever. As I say, give Thomas Tuchel the draws Gareth Southgate had, please. As I say, it looks like final 16 could be Mexico, England. In Mexico, yeah. Well, so, yeah, Gareth Southgate never got tricky matches like that, but maybe Tuchel might be looking to avoid all of that. So, 2-2, I mean, you sort of feel, because you essentially played 20 minutes with 10 men, and Bournemouth in the ascendancy, it is sort of maybe a point game, but it's disappointing that this match, decisions from the officials were key in this game. It's how Webb will be phoned in to give an apology, and whichever idiot has to type whatever they put in the Premier League match centre, Twitter, X, whatever they call it nowadays, account. I mean, you must be paid a lot. That's all I can say. It'll be, yeah. So, as I say, the 2-2, it was a good game. Contrasting styles from both teams. I think Iraola did show that, I've said before, that he is capable of being a manager of Manchester United in regards of the type of football he plays. He is about the press and the pace and the high energy team. And Man United, I mean, because of the personnel they've got, they're a very slow, methodical team who have put together a good string, good run of results. But you have to put those run of results right through to the end of the season. These players, this will be the test. There's 7 matches left. And they're playing sort of after teams have played. So the pressure will be on, more than likely, on them to put the performances in. Because there are teams chasing behind them. As I say, it's always been about who's behind. They're still third. And I'd rather sort of watch who's behind me and make sure that we can pull away from them than looking at who's above us. Because, let's be perfectly honest, the two above are the best teams. United have got themselves into third place. They've not been brilliant this season, and I actually don't think they're actually a great team, but I think the Premier League this season, there've been a lot of underachievers and some overachievers as well. I mean, you look at Brentford. They'll be wanting to push on to try and get in the challenge for that top five, because it's probably going to be fifth place that will get you a Champions League spot. So, a point gained, which it is. The manager spoke. He spoke well after the game about that. It's a good point, and then you've got to go again when you're back, as I say, it's nearly 3 weeks until the next game. Actually, sorry, it's over 3 weeks till the next game. Obviously, the players will be going to play a match in the international break. So there's plenty of preparation time. They should be fresh and ready to start against a Leeds side that have looked good, energetic, and they've caused a lot of teams problems this season. So they need to be ready for that. And obviously, the Leeds Manchester United rivalry is huge. And Leeds will be ready and will want to come to Old Trafford and take all 3 points, or at least get something out of that game. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.musicglobal.co.uk or with various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Pcast, Podchaser. Search MUFC Global and they will show up. As I say, disappointing around the officiating. As I say, I got all my swearing out post-match. And as I say, Jamie Redknapp, Liverpool, obviously your dad used to manage Bournemouth. I mean, even Jamie Carragher would say that was a penalty. You're just an idiot. And as a friend on a group succinctly put in between my swear words in replies, he basically said, yeah, Andy Cole just told him what happens and he's still not listening. Yeah, he still hates Man United. Fair enough. But as I say, nobody will feel sorry for us, even though we're actually not very good and we're bang average, basically. But we're the best of a bang average bunch below the top two this season. So hopefully we can at least make sure we're in the third, fourth or fifth this season. So as always, thanks for listening. And we'll be back after the Leeds game in a number of weeks.